The next reading is also from the Psalms. It is Psalm 46. I did have the page number written down, but I didn't bring it with me. Say again? 517, and it goes a little on to 518 in the Pew Bibles. Listen to God's word. God is our refuge and strength, very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The word of the Lord. Well, how did you survive? How did you do? Here in the church, we had we were very fortunate. We did not lose electricity except for a very little while on the day of the storm. We don't have internet. That's another matter. And so we can't communicate with those who do, and you can't communicate with us. We do have telephone, however, and we're glad for that. There was extensive damage done to trees and some of the gravestones in the cemeteries, and I know that that's already begun to be addressed, both cemeteries. Fellowship Hall, the roof, which is a flat roof, actually blew off. There is a tarp over that now. I don't know if it's still visible in the back or was it cut up. It's still you can visit the roof if you'd like to. It's metal. I wouldn't. It might be sharp edged or whatever. I wouldn't let anybody touch it. But it's out back. There was a little bit of flashing that was hanging precariously from the bottom of the bell tower, and so we blocked off the sidewalk and some of the street there, and that was already taken care of. And there were some water stains in Fellowship Hall. There was water actually coming into the Fellowship Hall, and on some of the Sunday school rooms and CPNS rooms upstairs on the second floor. I think there's just a little bit of water stain on the ceilings. It's not anything bad. So we were very fortunate. The manse across the street had no damage as far as I can see. I looked through it. You may have seen my house, the other manse. There we did have some extensive tree, three trees actually. One fell on the right side of the house, the front porch. It was holding it, as well as the wires were holding it, and the telephone pole was actually being pulled. And when they got it off, the pole even went back with a thud. On the other side of the house, the north side of the house, there was a blue spruce that Peter Wise said was either planted or certainly nurtured by Mary Perrine. So he was especially sorry to see that go. That landed on the roof of our side porch. And I'll tell you more about that in just a couple minutes. One of the biggest sorrows for me is my favorite tree in the world was a big maple tree in our backyard, and that was just decimated. Fortunately, it didn't fall towards us. It fell towards the Stewart's home. So, no. It actually did fall towards the Stewart's home, and it blocked the driveway of the manse. But very little damage. Just some soffit and fascia on the front part of the house and the trees, of course. And no one was hurt. The town, many had been without electricity. I felt like apologizing, you know, because it looked so terrible and that big tree was actually wrapped up in the wires. We had electricity. We lost it just for a couple hours, several hours during the storm. I even had television because we don't have Comcast. No negative endorsement intended or whatever it is. We do have, we even have internet. It's like I felt almost apologetic, and others have said that they almost feel like, you know, when so many are without electricity, they almost feel guilty that they have electricity. I may not be rhyme and reason of it. I got to give a shout out to Jay Taylor, and Jay literally stopped a PSE&G truck and told them that they had to take care of that big tree. And they sent a crew up from Bordentown, is that right, and took care of it right away. So Jay, my thanks. Yeah. You did. Anything else from the town perspective while I got you?
No, I mean, those without power, PSE&G did promise to, where they said they would have a crew back today. They couldn't make a promise, but they said they had a crew back today in February to try to resolve the last remaining power outage. Fingers crossed that.
Well, thank you. The psalmist that we read, especially the 40, there are two different ways of approaching the problems of life, the storms of life, and even in this storm. One way is the first part of what David was saying in Psalm 13. And if you had one word to summarize it, it would be why. You know, I told the children in the children's sermon something I believe, that God is an all-powerful God. God is more powerful than hurricanes. So David asked, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul? And just a couple psalms before that, Psalm 10, he begins, it may or may not be a psalm of David. It's not listed as one. But a psalm. Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? That's how many people experience God during something like that. Where was God? Why didn't God keep the tree from falling? Why didn't God stop two little children being blown out of their mother's arms when someone wouldn't open their door, at least that's alleged, to let them in? Where was God? Would be, I'm sure, a question that mother and maybe others are asking. It's a legitimate question. You may have experienced that. Your faith might have been shaken, or it might have been something else in life, that some other storm. One of the chief intellectual barriers to faith and Christianity is why is there evil? Why is there so much evil in the world? Maybe God isn't all powerful. Can't stop it. Or maybe God isn't all good, and maybe powerful enough, but not good enough to stop evil or tragedies like we had. You know, I could have had some reaction like that about the trees, about my favorite tree. You know, here, God, here I am, serving you, wanting to serve you in this town, and my house was the worst damage on the whole darn street. Why? Why, God? Come on, help me out here. There's another way to experience the storms of life, and it's what the other psalmist tells us, that God is our refuge and strength, very present help in trouble. And then that refrain that's said twice at verse 7 at the very end of the psalm, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I'll do it quickly. Eugene Peterson always has an interesting way of translating things. Just the opening verses of that psalm, he says, God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. Last Sunday was Reformation Sunday, and we sang the hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. The words begin, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, a bulwark never failing, our hope amidst the flood and mortal ills prevailing. Martin Luther wrote that, the Reformer, and he wrote it in the year 1529. The Reformation got started in 1517, and he was looking back on everything from the perspective of what had gone on over 12 years. And one of the things that had gone on was that he was brought before the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. And he was asked to either recant or die, recant his works. And he, you know, there's the famous line, here I stand, you know, God help me, I can do no otherwise. God help me, amen, something like that, here I stand. And he's looking back from the perspective that God, in those 12 years, until the time he wrote that psalm, or that song, the hymn, was his fortress, was his bulwark. Even though there were tough times, he literally had to be hid away in another castle to save his life. Some of his friends arranged for him to do that. He was a hunted heretic as far as the Holy Roman Empire was concerned. And I have to tell you this, those trees. The first tree to fall was the one that is a little further north. And my stepdaughter Lindsay had just been in that bedroom, just a little bit before. I was talking to my daughter Elizabeth back in Pittsburgh, and Kathy was in the room with me, our bedroom, which is on the other, what would that be? That would be southeast, southwest. East, that's what I said, southeast. You don't want to go on a hike with me. I was standing by the window, facing south. The blinds were pulled, so I didn't see anything. But I heard, I felt, the house shook. And do you know that that tree, at that time when it came down, was probably about 2 feet from me? I was right in that window. Kathy was right nearby. So we can view the storms of life with either the word why or thanks. For me, it's thanks, even though I lost my best tree, even though we lived in fear for a while, even though we weathered the storm as you all have weathered the storm. I hope for each of you, for each of us, that our word would be thanks, and that we would still be able to affirm that the God of Jacob is with us. Sorry, I quoted that wrong. The Lord of hosts is with us. And the God of Jacob is our safe place, our refuge. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.